1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Immigration officials at the southern border are bracing for possibly 10,000 migrants attempting to cross the border each day with the expiration of Title 42 on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We got a robust plan in place to humanely manage the border through enforcement, deterrence, and diplomacy. We've been very clear. We want a system that's humane, that's orderly. That's what the president said on the first day that he walked into this administration.
The influx, though, is raising concerns about the ability of the federal government to house all those migrants safely. Top financial leaders of the Group of Seven reaffirming their support for Ukraine and their determination to enforce sanctions against Russia. That came at the end of a meeting between the financial leaders ahead of a G7 summit in Hiroshima next week. Daniel Penny, the ex-Marine seen on viral video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold, turning himself into authorities Friday and being released on bond. This is ABC News. A mother of two who went missing in Cleveland, Ohio, just before she was set to testify in a rape case, she's been found.
Chilling surveillance video shows missing Cleveland EMT LaShelle Jordan, clothes tattered, limping, and barefoot, entering an open pantry convenience store to call 911.
We just got a call from LaShelle Jordan. She said she got away from the people that kidnapped her. They tried to burn her alive.
The mother of two taken to the hospital, ending several days of searching by police and volunteers. Jordan's family says she was set to testify this week in a rape and kidnapping case involving 65-year-old Michael Stinnett. Police telling ABC News he has not been connected to LaShelle Jordan's disappearance.
That's ABC's Alex Preche. Charges are pending for a 62-year-old woman who allegedly stabbed another woman during a dispute inside a Columbia University building in Upper Manhattan on Thursday. Authorities say the suspect and victim were acquaintances and that the suspect's daughter is a student at the school. The victim was stabbed multiple times and is in stable condition. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing, you know?
Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. On this Friday, we are 1 hour away from the weekend, which we're so excited about.
We are excited.
So on May 19th, Friday, May 19th, so a week from today, Sail Away, an event presented by W Girls Milwaukee, is bringing the city together for a night to remember, all to support Milwaukee Diaper Mission, a Milwaukee nonprofit empowering families in need. And here to talk about both of their organizations and the event itself is Megan Johnson, who is co-founder and executive director of Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and Liza Lemkuel, who is the W Girls president. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we're definitely going to talk about the event, but I guess let's start with Megan. You've been on the show before, but as for any of our new listeners, tell us a little bit more about Milwaukee Diaper Mission.
Yes, happy to. Thanks for having me this afternoon. Milwaukee Diaper Mission is Milwaukee's first and only basic needs bank. We're a nonprofit organization that supports families and menstruators in Milwaukee with basic essentials like diapers and period supplies for free.
There you go. And Liza, tell us about W Girls.
Yeah. So our mission is to empower women and children in underserved communities through volunteering, fundraising, and outreach. We're a membership-based organization, 100% volunteer, and we work with other smaller nonprofits throughout Milwaukee to help them reach women and children with their services.
So probably an obvious overlap as far as why you guys are working together for this event. And so I guess, tell us more about is this the first time that the two organizations are working together?
No, actually. So that's kind of how this came to be. We actually volunteered with Milwaukee Diaper Mission back in fall, leading up to the point where we usually start accepting applications for our spring gala. So we got to know the organization, we got to know Megan, and volunteer with them, hear the story, and we were just super captivated by it. Had a great application, and we just knew it was the right fit for the benefit the gala this year.
And so for the gala, if you want to give examples of which organizations you've benefited in the past?
Yeah. So last year, we actually donated $12,000 to Future Urban Leaders. They're pretty great and to work with, and they do amazing things for students in Milwaukee. And then the year prior to COVID, we gave about $11,000 to the Women's Center in Milwaukee. So prior to that, it was a kind of a different format, but the last 3 years has been this style of selecting a single beneficiary. So,
and is that the goal again for this year, around $12,000?
This year, we're really shooting for 15,000, and we really think we can do it, especially because of how great the mission is for Milwaukee Diaper Mission and some of the growth of our membership and the people who are involved. So we're shooting for that 15,000 this year.
So, Megan, if Milwaukee Diaper Mission got $15,000, what would that translate to as far as how many people that would help or what the products that would be able to be delivered?
That's huge for us. That's a big chunk that we would be able to put toward purchasing inventory. We're also looking forward to the future in investing in a new facility that's larger, that can house more product and more volunteers and more events. So there's lots of different things that would, you know, that amount of money would really support us with. This is such an incredible opportunity because as a small nonprofit, we're a staff of only 3 people, and we plan and execute all of our events throughout the year. So to have another nonprofit to work with to actually, you know, plan out the day of logistics and do all the fundraising on our behalf is just an amazing opportunity. It frees us up to be able to work on other projects like distributing products back to thousands of families in the city of Milwaukee.
And so let's talk about some of the fun parts that W Girls is doing. So the theme is Sail Away.
Yes.
And I should also not bury the lead here. I'm seeing the event. So I will be there on May 19th. And so I'm also, as I've announced and pretty open with, I'm pregnant. So I'm also struggling with what I'm going to wear. So what does a Sail Away theme look like? Am I supposed to wear like a sailor costume?
No, we like to describe our kind of options from kind of homecoming cocktail level of dress all the way up to, if you want to get real fancy, kind of prom style, true gala dress. So we really just want people to be comfortable and have fun, but it's a great excuse to dress up in, you know, whatever colors and styles that you'd like. But yeah, somewhere between that like cocktail-y hour and a full gala is absolutely appropriate for the event.
Okay. And then once people are, because this is open to the public, this is an event that this is not just for W Girl members. This is an event for people to get a ticket to, enjoy.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that are planned for the night?
Absolutely. So every ticket actually includes your first drink of the night, a gift bag, heavy appetizers, and then access to all of our amazing goings on. So we have, you know, dancing with an awesome DJ, a bunch of photo opportunities, some cool backdrops, a little photo booth. We have a ton of silent auction and raffle prizes that you can win. We have a couple of games that have some really cool big prizes, so definitely come for those. We'll also be offering boat tours if the weather permits.
Because it's at the Starling, which is right on the water.
Exactly. So staying in theme there. There'll also be a cigar bar where you're out on the patio. And then probably one of the big things that we want to include, so if everyone comes, they bring either diaper or period supplies, and that will enter them into a raffle for our largest prize of the night, which is a cool Lake Geneva boat tour afternoon. So definitely plan on doing that.
Fun fact, Liza, I'm from Lake Geneva, so I can speak to how amazing those boat tours are.
Yes.
I wonder if that big house has been torn down yet. We covered that there was like a massive house in Lake Geneva that some fib bought and is tearing down. I kind of want to get out there and see it before they do that. So maybe I will bring plenty of submissions of diapers so I can win that.
Love that.
And so I guess as far as what should other people know, you know, obviously it's going to be a super fun night, but as far as either organization of kind of what is the impact and like the need right now? Because in Milwaukee, we obviously know that there is a lot of families in need, a lot of women in need. But as far as kind of speaking higher to Megan, maybe the women that you work with and you see that are receiving the products, but also Liza in the different organizations you guys have partnered with in the past, like what are you seeing as far as actually working with people who are the recipients of the help that is needed?
Yeah, I mean, we see the need increase every day, essentially. We've only been around for about 2.5 years, but in that span of time, the majority of that was during the pandemic. We've just seen the need skyrocket. We've also recently seen food share being cut, which is affecting families across our city. So we're, you know, really working hard to make sure that we're supporting as many children and families in Milwaukee as possible. Currently, we're serving about 2,000 children per month with diapering supplies and over 500 menstruators per month. So we're, you know, addressing as much of the need as we possibly can, but it's continuing to grow. And so that's why we're continuing to expand as we're able to.
And Liza?
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we partner with all of these nonprofits, first and foremost, because we are like a membership-led organization, so many people don't know how many of these small nonprofits exist in especially the Milwaukee area. And because of how small they are, there's such a need for support and help. So when you partner, when you become a member with W Girls, you start to get to know these nonprofits. And depending on which ones we partner with, you really develop relationships with these people who desperately need ongoing mentor support, ongoing volunteer support. So you can definitely plug in. But I definitely think resources are slim, even at a staffing and volunteering level. So anything that people can do to step up and fill some of those gaps right now is really important.
Absolutely. Well, in the time that we have left, where can people get information if they were interested in sailing away on May 19th?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event is posted to our Facebook page as well as Meetup. Honestly, you can just Google W Girls Milwaukee Sail Away and you will find our event page where you can purchase tickets. There are all different kinds of sized tickets too. So the more people you bring with you, the cheaper the ticket is. So definitely look out for that and come to the event.
And then for people who maybe don't live in Milwaukee or can't make it that night, Megan, where could they get more information about Milwaukee Diaper Mission, donations, ways to get involved?
Absolutely. So our website is very thorough. There's a lot of information on our website about the work that we do, why we do it, how we do it. So that's a great place to start. We are currently doing a diaper drive to collect size 5 diapers. So if folks don't live in the area, but they do have an Amazon account, they can go onto our Amazon wish list and send some boxes of size 5 diapers our way. We'd be greatly appreciative of that. We're also leading up to National Period Poverty Awareness Week in a couple of weeks, and that is a great time to donate period supplies, which can also be found on our Amazon wish list, or folks can just hit the donate button on our website as well.
Absolutely, and we will link all of that to our show, because I actually, Megan, I need to follow up with you, because I now that I have this kid's on the way, I need a I need a new tutorial on the cloth diaper, because like talking to you last time when you were on, I was like, I think I could maybe do this. I don't know if my husband could do it, but I think it's worth reinvestigating to learn a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, yes. First of all, congratulations. I'm so excited
for you.
And we are here to offer support as far as cloth diapering goes. We offer virtual cloth diaper basics classes every other month. So you can learn about cloth diapers from the comfort of your own home, taught by cloth diapering experts. So join us for one of those, maybe.
Awesome. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. I will link all of the information on our website at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen under today's show notes. Can't wait to see you in a week.
Yeah. Awesome. Can't wait.
Bye. Have a great day. All right. We'll be back in a minute with Brewers tickets. We have Brewers tickets. I forgot about that. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I want somebody to love.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And before we get to our Friday segment of Am I the Sphincter, which we are going to squeeze in before PJ Leash, the bug guy, is here, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about summer bugs. But we do want to give away Brewers tickets.
Yes, we do.
Because we have two more Brewers tickets, a set, one pair, a couple. Any way that you want to phrase two tickets. We have two tickets together sitting next to each other for the Brewers game coming up at, where did I put the information? But of course you can, where did I put the Brewers information? It's for Saturday's game.
6:10.
And reminder that these are really good tickets.
They're good seats.
They are club level tickets. And so the entire experience is lovely, where you don't have, the lines are shorter when you're getting your beers and your concessions and everything. You can see the field and it's a really good view. So it's on, yes, it's on the club level, but we have tickets to give away for the game against the Kansas City Royals in Milwaukee for Saturday's game at 6:10. And a reminder that Civic Media can, you can always hear the Brewers game across, not across the Civic Media network, but on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley, and also catch it on WRCE News from the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. And we're just going to do first caller.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And you're going to pick up those good tickets for Saturday's game at AmFam Field, Brewers and the Royals. Just give us a call right now. 844-967-2789.
It's a great Mother's Day gift.
Oh, Mom would like that.
If you've forgotten to get your mom a gift.
And you can pretend like you bought them.
Yeah. You can pretend like you splurged.
Yes. See, Mom?
We won't tell anyone.
I got these excellent seats just for you.
All right. So as we, Jane's going to answer the phone as the callers come in. And I am going to read this week's Am I the Sphincter? Which is, of course, taken from from Reddit, where the subreddit of Am I the Word That We're Not Going to Say on Air. It's like a sphincter, where people post their own conundrums and ask for input on whether or not they are the jerk. And so this one is, it's already been removed. I found it this morning. And on Reddit, it's actually already been taken down. And I don't know why. It said, sorry, this post has been removed by the moderators. But do not repost this. And so I'll try to sum it up. But it was basically a woman, she only goes in the office on certain days. And you missed that. They already took They took it down. The moderators took it down. So the one we were going to do today, we can't even read.
Wow.
I didn't think it was that bad. Why would someone take it down?
They must have been getting a lot of bad feedback or something.
I'll have to investigate at the commercial break, but I'll see if I can retell it from memory.
Oh, geez.
And you, because you read it, right?
I skimmed it.
So basically, it was a woman who was very frustrated because every time she goes into her office, so she's in like a hybrid work situation. And when she goes into the office, one of her coworkers consistently comes over and just talks to her about, so that, let's call the woman who's writing this Kate. It's not her name.
Okay.
And the woman who comes over and talks to her, Janice. So when Janice comes over and talks to Kate, all she talks about is her 2-year-old, I guess. And she like just talks about her kid. And so finally one day, but it slows Kate down and
sure.
She's like, it's distracting.
It's an interruption to her
I'm
work
only
day.
Here because I have to be. I don't like working from the office. It's distracting. And so I guess finally one day she snapped at Janice.
Talking about the two-year-old
because she was having a bad day or something happened. So then later in the day, she apologized and she said, I'm sorry if I was rude. But then Janice like brought something up again about the kid.
Oh, God.
And then at that point, Kate's like, listen, I don't want to hear about your kid. I don't care. This is why I don't come to work to hear about it. And Janice told her that she was rude for saying that. And so that was initially the post of, am I the sphincter? And and so now I have to go back and see why that was so bad that it's now gotten taken down. I have to say, I would never. This is the kind of scenario if I was really annoyed with it. Like, I'd talk to you. Like, if we had a coworker who annoyed the crap out of me,
right?
Who like every time I was trying to get stuff done was just like chit chatting in my ear. I probably would never say anything to their face. I would tell behind their back. I would probably talk to you.
We would snark about it,
which is maybe not any better, but at least to their face of being like, listen, I don't want to talk to you about your stuff. I don't care. It's really bold.
Couldn't there have been a slightly better way to do that? Like, gosh, I'd love to hear more about little Janice, but I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I have to go out to my car and drive it around the parking lot because the battery will die.
Yeah.
I don't know. Come up with something.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I have an emergency appointment. I have to leave right now.
Yeah, I think that's just part of the common courtesy of what we do to say, you know, to avoid, like, to try to give subtle hints.
Well,
and to get people to get the point.
Yeah, and you would hope that if you do that enough times, Janice is finally going to get the point, although there's no guarantee of that.
There is no guarantee. Not everyone's super self-aware.
By the way, congratulations to Suzanne, who called in and picked up those tickets for Saturday night's game.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Suzanne. Have so much fun. Unless you're bringing your guests and want them to think that you bought them, feel free to tag us.
Yes.
Tag As Goes Wisconsin, tag Civic Media, and any pictures you take at the game. We would greatly appreciate it. All right. When we come back, well, first, I guess, if you have thoughts on who's the jerk in that scenario that we just had to tell for memory, 844-967-2789. I would say she is the jerk. Not for feeling. I understand the frustration of a chatty Kathy.
So do I.
But like, I think it's part of just common courtesy as you suck it up and you leave signals and you drop hints of sorry, but like, cut it out. Versus just being like, you're annoying.
And so is your child.
And so is your 2-year-old. Ugh. All right. When we come back, PJ Leish, UW Bug Guy, will be here. And we're going to talk about lantern flies. It's tick season. All these great bugs that are here for the summer. What you can do to stay safe. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone. Hello?
This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Immigration officials at the southern border are bracing for possibly 10,000 migrants attempting to cross the border each day with the expiration of Title 42 on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We got a robust plan in place to humanely manage
the border through enforcement, deterrence, and diplomacy. We've been very clear. We want a system that's humane, that's orderly. That's what the president said on the first day that he walked into this administration.
The influx, though, is raising concerns about the ability of the federal government to house all those migrants safely. Top financial leaders of the Group of Seven reaffirming their support for Ukraine and their determination to enforce sanctions against Russia. That came at the end of a meeting between the financial leaders ahead of a G7 summit in Hiroshima next week. Daniel Penny, the ex-Marine seen on viral video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold, turning himself into authorities Friday and being released on bond. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are so excited to have back PJ Laish, who is a UW entomologist, also known as the bug guy, the Wisconsin bug guy. It's been a bit. It's been since the end of last summer since I think we had you on. So we're so excited to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back here, Kristen.
So I guess, I mean, with the summer and the great weather, which we're all excited about, I have been in a inordinate good mood this week because of the sunshine. But with that comes bugs. And already I've seen like a fly. I think yesterday I was getting ready for the show at my house and I could hear a fly buzzing. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the trade-off. And so what should we be expecting, at least right now, from like in the end of spring, early summer, what are the bugs that are hatching right now that we should be aware of?
Oh gosh, kind of everything and anything, I feel. Once it really starts warming up and we're having some temperatures in like the 60s and 70s and even 80s, that really starts to wake up a lot of our insects.
PJ, this happened this morning when I was getting ready for work, and it's a beetle that's got to be an inch and a half long, you know, way up on the bathroom ceiling. Where does he hang out all winter? Can they just flatten themselves to hide into teeny tiny crevices?
Some can. There is the multicolored Asian lady beetle. That's the ladybug species that likes to sneak into your home sometimes. And those can basically squish their body down to fit in through little nooks and crannies. And they can make it through a gap of about 3 millimeters, which if you stack two pennies together, that's the gap. They just, because they have this convex shape, and they just smush themselves down a little bit and squeeze in. So really hard to keep them out sometimes.
But an inch and a half, that feels like a big one.
This is a pretty big bug. I think he has an apartment in somewhere in our house.
Yeah, if it's that big, I'm really not sure what that might be, Jane. You'd have to send me a picture of it to give me a better idea. Usually the things that I think of sneaking indoors in the fall aren't that large. There's one that comes to mind that's maybe 3/4 of an inch to maybe an inch on a good day, but something that big, I'm not quite sure. I would be more inclined to think it's something that snuck in recently.
Okay, good to know.
Can we just do that as we find bugs? Can we just tweet at you pictures of bugs and be like, hey, PJ, what is this?
You can. Okay. People do that to me all the time. I mean, that's a key aspect of my job, is to run the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab, and I identify bugs for people. When I go out and I give talks, and that's what I tell folks, in a nutshell, I get paid to identify bugs, which is really pretty cool when you think about that.
Totally. Have you ever been stumped? Or been stumped recently?
I mean, it does happen. And especially these days with like smartphones, and everyone has these digital cameras in their pocket. Sometimes it's a matter of the photograph being kind of limited quality. And I look at it, I'm trying to zoom in and blow it up on my screen, and I just can't see enough features from that. And so there's plenty of cases where I tell folks, I'm sorry, it could be this, could be that. I really need to see a sample under the microscope to get like the final word on it. So that happens all the time. But every once in a while, I have had some things that just completely stump me, or I kind of tuck them in a folder in my inbox as unsolved mysteries, and maybe 2 years from now, I'll figure out what it is.
And then 2 years from now it's an invasive species that we have to worry about.
And that gives me time to come up with a theme song for your mysterious insect segment.
So I guess as far as the obvious things we know are coming, tick season is here. And so, yes. And so what should people be knowing as far as how to stay safe and look for ticks and check for ticks on themselves or their dogs?
Yeah, so it definitely is tick season. And my wife happens to be a small animal vet, and I think she reported her first cases at her clinic here in Madison. It was sometime in like early March.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't need to be that warm. And some of the ticks can actually be active potentially on snow on like a really warm late winter day. But I generally tell folks, if it's warm enough that the snow is gone, even if it's February, you could bump into ticks. They can be active pretty late in the year, October into November. They can be active pretty earlier in the year too. So ticks are definitely out. And when we think of insects and related creatures that bite us, they suck our blood. You know, what scares me more, is it ticks or mosquitoes? Hands down, it's ticks. I mean, yeah. We hear about West Nile and mosquito and stuff like that. But just in terms of the caseload that we see, I think nationwide, it's something like 30,000 Lyme cases reported annually. Those
in
are just
nationally
reported
or in Wisconsin?
Nationally.
Okay.
They think that's a gross underestimate. They think the actual number of cases might be close to like 500,000 or something.
What?
So it's really scary. Yeah. I mean, it's heart attack, because sometimes the symptoms may be pretty subtle. We think of Lyme and we think of that
classic bullseye rash, but not everyone gets that. And if you have darker skin, you might not be able to see that. And so we think there's a lot of cases of Lyme out there that maybe get diagnosed as something else, or it's just hard to figure out what's going on. So ticks, really, that's something that that scares me. In terms of what to do about it, long sleeves, if it's not too warm, that's a great way to have a physical barrier between your skin and the tick. If they can't get to your skin, they can't bite you. A challenge is that ticks can often climb pretty well. And so you could brush against some grassy areas, they get on you, your shin, your knee, something like that. And they can climb up here pretty quickly, you know, in a matter of a couple of minutes. So long sleeves can help. Another piece of advice is if you know there's just a certain park or hiking trail that has a lot of tick activity, you know, it might be better to go somewhere else. Or if you're going there, take additional precautions. There's some really good repellents. DEET is kind of the old gold standard. Mm-hmm. Not everyone likes DEET. It can be oily and folks just don't like it for a number of reasons. There's some other ones at the hardware store, Picaridin. If you're looking for more of a botanical plant-based one, there's repellents that contain oil of lemon eucalyptus that has been shown to work pretty well in studies. So that's a more plant-based option. I will caution, though, you can go on Facebook and all sorts of social media places, and you'll see these home recipes for make your own tick and mosquito, and it's essential oils and stuff like that. And I would not trust my, you know, my health or my family's health to stuff like that. So I make sure to use the repellents that have science backing them. And then one other thing is both for us, you know, ourselves, our kids, family members, but also our pets, is do the tick checks. That's so important because for a deer tick, if it's carrying Lyme, and at the moment about 40 or so percent of adult deer ticks in the state are carrying Lyme, which is a scary number, yeah. They really have to be attached on you for a pretty significant length of time to effectively transmit Lyme. It's somewhere in the ballpark of about 36 hours. So wow. If you go hiking and you're out hiking a couple hours and later that day you find a deer tick and you remove it, your chances of getting transmission of Lyme go way down. So that timely kind of daily tick check if you're spending time out in tick habitat is a really critical step.
For both you and your pet.
Yes, exactly. In pets, of course, you can chat with your veterinarian. There's all sorts of treatments. Some of them you put behind the shoulder blades. Other ones are ingestible ones, that sort of thing. But there's a lot of options out there for pets too.
PJ, what purpose do ticks serve in the grand scheme of the ecological life? I mean, who
eats... The circle of life.
Yes, who eats them?
Oh, gosh. Not a whole lot of things actually eat them. I mean, birds to a certain extent might. The same ticks that can get on us, they will sometimes go onto birds. And if a bird is cleaning itself, it may pluck those off and ingest them. There's kind of this urban myth out there that possums are just these tick vacuums. I've heard it and seen it on Facebook and stuff that they're just going around like Hoovers sucking up ticks left and right. And that's not really the case either. I've tracked down some scientific papers looking at like what's in the stomach of a possum. And it's usually not ticks. It's all sorts of other stuff. So in terms of their role, though, it's really hard for me to make a case other than they're simply trying to do their thing and you know, go about their business and raise their young. But for everyone else, it's just kind of a hard pill to swallow.
It's just the, it's that creepy, the crawly things. Ick.
We're talking to PJ Leish, who is the UW entomologist and director of the University of Wisconsin Insect Diagnostic Lab, also known as the Wisconsin Bug Guy. So you posted on your blog, it's spongy moth season. And I have to admit, it's the first time I've heard spongy moth. It sounds like an insult I'd throw at someone on Twitter.
You spongy moth, you.
So that one, it actually used to be called gypsy moth.
Oh,
okay.
So if you've heard of that one, but it turns out when you dig into the old literature for gypsy moth, it was named that, and it was essentially used as part of an ethnic slur against a certain group of people. And so the Entomological Society of America, about a little over a year ago, had started going through some of these insect common names and looking at ones that were deemed offensive and switching them to something else. They use the term spongy moth. That's actually a term used by the French in the native range of this insect to refer to the egg masses, which have this kind of spongy consistency to them. So they said, that makes sense. We're going to use that name. So same insect, but it's now known as the spongy moth. And this is something I've been watching really closely for the last couple of years. It has been trending upwards. And it turns out if we have a rainy year, there is a fungal disease that keeps their populations in check. So there's been that recent HBO show, The Last of Us, where the fungus turns people into zombies. And that's like based on a hint of truth, and it's just blown way out of proportion. So this is a fungal disease that's super specific to spongy moth. If we have a rainy spring, it tends to keep their population in check. The last two springs across much of the state have been really pretty dry. So their populations have just skyrocketed.
Oh, wow.
So there's a ton of egg masses out there. And in southern Wisconsin, they just started hatching within about the last 8 or 9 days. And they're hatching at the moment. So we're going to have a ton of these little caterpillars out there. They can just strip oak trees of all their leaves. When I looked at statistics from the DNR for defoliation, if we go back to like 2019, there were no acres defoliated in the state. Last year, it was over 85,000 acres. So depending on how the weather is the next couple of weeks, that could really shape how good or bad of a year we have for this particular insect. So it's something that folks should definitely be watching for, especially if they've had issues the last couple of years and if they have some high-value oak trees in their yard. I'd keep an eye on those.
So, and what do you do if you think you see them? Like, how do you not a blowtorch? We learned that last time.
Usually not good to try attacking insects with fire. That can end badly. There's quite a few tricks that you can do. I mean, the first thing is, this is an insect that spends probably 9 months of the year as eggs. And so you can go in your yard, and if you find an egg mass, you can scrape it off with a putty knife and send it to the landfill, and that'll, you know, take it out of the equation. At the moment, folks can do what are called sticky bands. You basically wrap like duct tape or saran wrap around your tree, the trunk, and then you can put something called Tanglefoot, which is just really sticky stuff. It's sticky glue-like substance, or Vaseline. The little caterpillars will get stuck to it.
Okay.
As they're trying to walk up the trunk, you can also tie a strip of burlap around the trunk, and the larger caterpillars will hide under that. And then you have to go out every afternoon, and you can knock them into a container of soapy water. But those are two ways that are basically pesticide-free that you can do in your own yard to help deal with those if you have them.
That's a good one to know. All right. Well, with the minute that we have left, any other bugs that people should be on alert for as we head into May and June?
Well, Memorial Day is coming up. That's probably going to mean some mosquito activity. We have finally caught up. If you check the U.S. Drought Monitor, we've gotten some decent amount of snowfall, rainfall. We'll probably have more mosquitoes this year than we did last year. So that'll be something to keep an eye on as well as we creep towards summer.
All right. Womp womp.
And congratulations, by the way, PJ, you and your wife are expecting a baby girl soon.
Oh,
yes.
In the same club.
Thank you. Yeah, we're in that final 2 week countdown. So I've got my hospital bag packed. We could be out heading to the hospital any moment now.
Any moment. Well, congratulations. Good luck on the first couple of months once the baby comes. But PJ Leish, thank you so much. It's always a fun having you here.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. All right. When we come back, we will wrap up this week's episodes. Today's episode, we have a great sign-off from WGN. It really made me laugh out loud, so you don't want to miss that. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to Ask Oz Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Nenner. Today just flew by.
It really did. It really did. It was great.
It was great.
We had a real busy week, and thank you to everybody who's joining us for the first time and texting us for the first time and calling for the first time, and it's really been terrific.
It's really been fun. It's been a great week of shows. You have anything fun coming up this weekend?
My sister and I are going, this will make you laugh.
Okay.
We're going plant shopping tomorrow.
Nice. For indoor plants, outdoor plants?
Outdoor plants, for the patio plants.
Okay.
This is when I am still very friendly to plants.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of our relationship.
Yeah. And you're like, you're bringing me happiness.
Yes, and I love you, and I'll go and water you and check on you and scooch you and read to you at night. And then by the end of July, you better figure out what you're going to do for yourself.
Because I'm over
done.
You.
Yes.
I'm over you.
I've moved on.
What's your go-to plant shop?
We love Milliger's.
Okay.
In Racine.
Okay.
They have, and there are many wonderful nurseries in Wisconsin. But that just over the years has become our traditional place that we go to. They have one greenhouse that is full of nothing but petunias.
Oh.
And the bright pink and bright red and just these screaming colors. It's so vibrant. It's wonderful.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm going to the Battle of the Badges tomorrow night.
That's right. The
and
boxing
so
match.
I'm excited to see the boxing match and see what turnout looks like for that. But then we have birthday parties. But yeah, mostly just hanging out. Probably try to do something, you know, call my mother on Sunday.
It's Mom's Day.
It is Mom's Day.
Don't forget.
So reminders to call your mom. Do more than just text your mom. Call your mom if you're not going to actually get to see her in person.
Yeah, definitely.
So otherwise, you know, probably same per usual. So I wanted to end on this, though, because I feel like this, I saw this yesterday. This is 2 days in a row now that we're putting clips from WGN, the morning show. I think it's the morning show. Maybe it was their news. So yesterday we played the Chonkosaurus, who was the fat turtle.
Oh, and it's go to our show notes to check out that video.
Yeah.
It's this gargantuan turtle that they found in the Chicago River. It's incredible.
And then yesterday, I saw, after the show, I saw another video from WGN. And let's just play it.
We have a strongly worded email from Nick to address. He says, first, I'm a big fan of WGN News, accurate, professional, and timely. What I am not a fan of is anchors saying thank you to every reporter after every report.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
that. Oh, brother. Please stop thanking reporters. Yeah. It's their job.
Yeah, it is their job.
Just move on and start reading the next story. We as viewers cannot care if anchors feel the need to be over polite to field reporters. Well, Nick, we agree and we fix the problem.
That's the latest live from Wrigley. Nancy Liu, WGN News.
Nancy, you parishioners at his.
Kelly Davis, WGN News.
Kelly, you, Chicago police.
They're live all morning long from Lollapalooza here in Grant Park.
All right, Dean, that does it for us this morning.
Thanks, thanks so much.
Could you imagine watching your nightly news? Think of your local news anchor, which on whichever channel you like to get your local news from. You know, if you're down here in Southeast Wisconsin, it might be Fox 6 with Ted Perry, Steve Chimay, TMJ4, Benson, like
Charles Benson.
I'm trying to think of some of these people, but obviously whether you're in Madison or Wausau or Richland Center, like whoever your local newscaster is, then instead of thanking the real field reporter every time they came back to the anchor, they said, F you. F you, Bob.
And is it really that bad for them to thank their reporters? Good heavens, we thank people for doing their jobs all the time.
I know.
You know, I like to thank my waitress or waiter when they bring my food and I say thank you. That's part of their job too. Should I not say that anymore?
I know. It was such a weird complaint.
Right. Of all the things, of all the myriad things, especially with people who are in news that you could find to complain about it. Stop being so darn polite.
Stop
What's wrong
thanking
with
each
you?
Other. That's their job to report. No. Stop thanking them for doing their job. And so I love that they had some fun and played with it. I was like, would you rather us do this?
And whoever did it, because they took old clips, I assume, and just
I'm sure they just bleeped out and, thank.
Yeah.
And so it, when you add a bleep to anything, it, you yes. assume that it's a curse yes. word.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
And so it was, yeah, so I thought that was very funny.
That will also be.
Maybe you and I can start signing off like that.
It'll be a short show. That will be part of our show notes as well, right?
Yes, I'm going to put that in there.
And where can people find those?
They can always find the show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. So each episode, if you're unfamiliar, gets... So we do the three-hour show every day. We post them as three different podcasts. So instead of, you know, having a over two-hour podcast as one post, then we have three 44-minute posts because the commercials get taken out, and then I post those as three different blog posts on the website, where sometimes it's not right away because I have things to do after the show.
Well, right.
But I go back and I try to put in all the links to the different articles we referenced or the videos we talked about, so people can have, you know, a little bit more context if they want to go back and get that.
Well, and it's nice to, we cut the podcast down to a little more consumable, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to be working out in the garden tomorrow and you can listen to one as you're working outside or do whatever. And
you know,
make sure you to download the Civic Media app available at all the app places. And you can listen to shows from all across the state.
Yep. If you download the Civic Media app, you can get all of the different stations. So if you're trying to find, if you don't live in Fox Valley, if you don't live in Richland Center, but you want to listen to the Brewers game, you can download the Civic Media app
yep.
and listen to the Brewers game on either of those stations there, and then you don't have to worry about your, you know, your the connection to how strong the signal is and mm-hmm. anything like that, and so you can get and pick and choose what you want to listen to. And we're actually updating the app soon, and so there's going to be the new and improved app is going to, the podcasts are going to be able to be there, like it's going to be great. And so listen to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, download the Civic Media app. But as always, we enjoy when you call. We enjoy when you text. We enjoy when you're part of the show. So if you have any feedback or suggestions.
People you think we should interview.
Yep. Shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And that'll about do it for us for this week. We got a busy week next week, already filled with tons of guests that I'm really looking forward to. But I guess for now, we will say adieu. So long, farewell.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day, and we'll see you next week. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Today, I can't close my eyes. Mom's been thrown out of the social circle, and dad has to hide.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.